Hi, welcome to Moonicast, episode 5 for April 14th, 2006. I'm Stacy.
And I'm MJ.
And today our topic will be the cats.
Yes.
Covering all four, Luna, Artemis, Diana, and Luna P.
We're doing Luna P?
I thought we were.
Okay, I guess we're doing Luna P then.
Okay.
All right, to start off, we will first cover Luna, who is obviously the most prominent in the series.
Right, she shows up first, and she gives she tells her she's Sailor Moon and where she's from. And
obviously in episode one.
Right, and gives her all the background information, and that's where we learn everything, too. And, of course, to describe her, she's the black cat with the moon on her forehead.
The upward crescent moon, yes. And she talks.
Right. Unlike most cats.
Right.
And her and Artemis are the only two talking cats in the world.
Mm-hmm. Until they have Diana.
Right.
So Luna is there to, of course, advise Usagi or Serena through her journeys as Sailor Moon. But, you know, she can also nag her a lot.
Right. About her score, too. Not only about being Sailor Moon.
Right. Especially studying and whatnot, because Luna is a very intellectual cat.
Right.
No, you don't say that about most cats. But, you know, with a talking cat, she's pretty intellectual.
Anything can happen. Yep.
So she also develops a bond
with Amy.
With Amy.
Because Amy's the smartest of the scouts, as we'll find out next episode, too.
But right.
Because.
So, Luna, at first, in the first episode, she gives Sailor Moon or Serena the compact. The original compact. And she is trying to convince her that, oh, yes, you're this great warrior who in the past, no, not really in the past, because she doesn't really know yet, sorry. But she has to be this warrior and protect all these the Dark Negaverse, because
and
they're
Serena,
coming back.
Of course, is just like confused.
La-di-da,
and
I don't know what's
what,
going on here.
I'm just trying to deal with regular
school.
So that's what Luna's there for.
So but she does also give Serena the transformation pen.
Right.
Which she can transform into different things. Like in one of the episodes, she's
a flight attendant,
and then she sneaks into the party with the fabulous ball gown in another. But to bring about these, she does her fabulous Luna arc or whatever, and it's a backwards arc, and she supposedly these things just suddenly
because
appear.
Because she gives Mercury, Mars, Jupiter, and then Venus, she already had, right?
Well, yes, Venus was in London fighting already. But Luna, she also predicts the presence of all these other scouts, Mercury, Mars, and Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when Venus comes, which, of course, we'll cover later.
Right.
But, so she suddenly predicts that they're there. She predicts a different power. She's like, this girl, Amy, she might... look, it's Mercury or whatever.
She sensed, a power from her, but she actually... Well, with Mercury, but I won't get into that. She didn't think it was Sailor Mercury. She thought it was someone from the Negaverse.
You're right.
But we'll get into that later.
Well, then there's the story when Luna and Artemis, when they lived in the Moon Kingdom with the past figures of Princess Serenity and Mercury, Mars, Jupiter, and Venus... when they were protecting the princess. And, of course, the Negaverse comes and they attack the Moon Kingdom.
Right. And that's why Luna comes down to Earth.
Right, because the queen, she uses the last of her power and she banishes all the Yoma, or she tries to banish all the Yoma. And to protect all of her family and her friends, she sends them to the future, to Earth.
Right.
And, of course, she sends Luna and Artemis to be their protectors and guardians. And to find them when they need to be resurrected, whenever the Negamoon will show up, or the Negaverse will show up again. So, that's that about the past. And then, of course, Luna and Artemis, they have a little thing going on.
Right.
Partially. Yes. Well, Artemis, it seemed like he has more of a thing for Luna than Luna does
for him. Well, actually, as you find out in the Sailor Moon S movie, when Luna falls in love with the scientist, Kakeru, and, you know, she thinks that, you know, she wants to become, I mean, in the anime anyway, she wants to become human so she can be with him, and then she finds out that he likes this other girl.
Himiko.
Himiko, that's right.
Right.
And so she then decides she just wants to save him, and when she becomes human, she finds out that she actually loves Artemis. And when she becomes Cat again, she's like, oh, Artemis. And then Artemis goes, oh, Luna, you're my soulmate. And, you know, because that's what she was looking for and everything. Mm-hmm. So that's what happens in that movie. And that's actually a big part for Luna.
Exactly.
And
it's kind of like a turning point for her.
Right.
And then there's Artemis, who in the basic, I don't know, the basic features of him are the same as Luna, except he's the white cat, right? And he is Minako, or Mina's,
or Sailor Venus, or whatever, yeah.
Her guardian, and he also, the same as Luna, has the upturned yellow crescent moon on his forehead. And like we didn't mention, with Luna, it can give them hypnosis powers over other scouts or just regular people. But as we also said before, he is a talking cat.
Right.
Right, so he advises the scouts with planning their missions and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. And he advised Sailor V when she was in England.
Exactly. But, oh, originally, he didn't show up in the series in the beginning. He didn't show up until later.
Right.
When Sailor Venus appears.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but he is there. He is there because in
Luna contacts him multiple times.
Right, in the Crown Game arcade, through one of the video game systems, the central control, and it supposedly would give Luna her orders to whatever to carry out against these Yoma and against the Negaverse.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And Artemis is a lot different than Luna. He's more laid back, and while Luna's more, you know,
fierce and just always out there trying to produce something.
Smarter, more.
I don't know.
She's just more.
I mean, it is. It's like Amy and Mina. They're complete opposites.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like Luna, he also does have a human form, which all the cats do.
Right.
But he doesn't appear as often as Luna does. Or Luna doesn't appear that often as well. She's mostly prominent in the S movie.
Right.
When she does appear to
help save Cockery.
Cockery, that's his name.
Yeah, I couldn't think of it. Yep. All right.
Yeah,
no,
but they are, all the cats, they do appear in their human form in the Stars series, in the manga, but
fighting Tin
Nyanko.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But when she attacks them,
they
lose their powers and they can't speak any longer. So that's difficult for them.
Right.
It's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's a very sad season.
Yes, it is. It's very depressing.
I know,
I haven't.
But we never got to see it.
But
we've said that before.
And we'll plug something else for that at the end of the show.
Yes.
Yes. Devin.
Okay.
All right, so now Diana.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so she has the upward crescent moon, too.
Amazing. She's a little gray cat.
Right.
She's a kitten.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we'll refer to her as a kitten now, not a cat.
Right, because she's Artemis and
Lunas.
Yeah.
Diana.
No?
Yeah, Lunas.
Okay, and then she has the bell around her neck.
Right, which, what's it say here? Allows her to communicate with Sailor Pluto in the manga, not in the anime.
And then she's Chibiusa's cat, too, and then she replaces Luna P.
Right, but she's not really a guardian. She's
right.
just kind of there to watch over Luna, or not really.
But I mean,
oh,
she's
gosh.
Like
she's over Chibiusa.
Yeah,
I'm messing up my words now.
But and of course she's a younger cat, so she doesn't.
She's just kind of there. Oh, small lady,
yeah.
watch
mm-hmm.
out! Or,
right,
small lady, you look amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, mostly she's seen on top of Chibiusa's head.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Whenever Rini's walking around, she's so cute. She was always my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but sometimes her voice can get pretty annoying.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And there's not really that much about her, but she can, because she didn't appear until later.
Mm-mm. Not until the Super season.
That's right.
Yep.
And then, but she does transform into human, too, when Artemis does.
Right. Against Tin Nyanko, which we already said.
Of course, when she's attacked, she
loses
her
power of
too.
Speech. And doesn't get
and
regained
until
later.
And, I mean,
that's
all there is
really
about
it.
Her. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Luna P., there's not that much about her either, but I mean,
she was originally Rini's advisor.
Right, and she was just like the head of a cat because it was supposed to be like a futuristic cat.
Mm-hmm.
But
it was actually Sailor Pluto in disguise.
Right.
It was Sailor Pluto giving all of her wisdom to Rini through that. Mm-hmm. But it would, or Lunapee would also, it could transform, or not really transform, but it'd give her, like, the weapons, like, in the...
Right, exactly.
Was it, yeah, like, the R movie.
Wicked Lady, too.
Yeah, Wicked Lady.
Helped mm-hmm. her. Which was...
Also, in the R movie, it gave her that little pretend toy gun.
That's right.
Or whichever.
Mm-hmm. It changed into objects.
So it did change. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it actually gave it to her or changed in.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So. And then... that's basically
that
it.
That covers the cats, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, so...
Now that was a quick topic.
About, I know. We can just talk about our opinions on the cats.
They're cute.
I know.
Artemis is awesome. But Diana's still my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
She's so cute. She's Diana's just a cute. Little kitten. And Lunapee's like the best toy. I want Lunapee. I want a plush Lunapee to cuddle.
I know.
I've seen those.
Those are neat. We'll go online and get one.
Yeah. Just like the Stars series, which we said we'd do. Yep. Devin. No, okay. Devin, like...
Do you want to talk about that?
Yes. As I've said, as I've been exchanging emails yes. with Devin...
One of our fans.
Yes, one of our fans, one of our many fans.
Many fans, yes.
He told us to announce on air that on eBay, he basically saying that they have the best deal for all the Stars, or just basically right. the Sailor Moon DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly he'd found two collections where they had... Seasons 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 5, which is Stars.
Right.
But, and of course, the first 4 were English. And then, obviously, the Stars series was in Japanese with subtitles. Because, like I explained to him, you can't buy Stars in Japanese. At least not
or in
currently.
English.
Or, yeah, all right.
Yeah, you can buy it in Japanese.
Yes, you can buy it in Japanese. Sorry.
English. They haven't dubbed
English.
It. And they probably never will, unfortunately.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But...
Unfortunately, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's this thing with the whole license, that they can't show it on air without them renewing this license for them to show it. And supposedly the Japanese distributors, they won't renew it.
Mm-hmm.
So without them not wanting to show it on air, then they don't find a need to turn English, or dub Stars into English.
Yes.
I definitely get my words mixed up today.
Okay.
So, yes.
Well, anyways, yeah, but we already did a whole episode on that, so
right.
we won't really get into that anymore. We're sorry for, you know, we're just, like,
well,
really
we'll
mad
get,
about it,
we'll
though.
We'll definitely get into the just the Star series now, just not why it was
right.
shown.
Mm-hmm.
But
because,
I mean, that other stuff I found out recently.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. But, so, right, what now?
I don't know. Let's see.
Well, this is our fifth episode. It's like a landmark for us.
Right. It's like the end of our first part
collection
series sort of thing.
It's cool. It's very, very cool.
I mean, we do have some announcements. Look forward to Silly Sounds with Stacy.
That'd be Stacy doing them,
yes.
not MJ.
No.
Only Stacy. You probably want Stacy. I say a lot, too. Oh, and then we have our top 10 lists, which we will give a preview in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then... Oh. We have to ask for shout-outs. We will start putting shout-outs at the end of the show if you send us your shout-outs.
If you have a microphone and you have a program where you can record MP3s and mm-hmm. send them to us, you know, you can send it through usendit.com or any place you can host MP3s, and then send us a link, and we'll put it in the show.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, just send it to us. We want shout-outs.
Right, we do. We've gotten letters,
but
no shout-outs, so...
Oh, and also another request from Devin. I've been talking with Devin a lot.
I know.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, so yeah, about it. We're going to start telling you what next episode, per se, what that topic will be.
And next week's episode 6 will be Sailor Mercury.
Right, so the next collection, we are going to start doing the inner Senshi. We're
right.
going to
so we'll do
Sailor Mercury,
Mars,
Jupiter, and then Venus.
And then I don't know what we're going to do. We have to...
Yeah, we have to figure that part out.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking
just
about
just give us
before,
a little time, you know. That covers us for the next...
Get it eventually.
That'll cover us.
The next 4 episodes.
Oh, I know.
Then we'll tell you what we're going to do.
It'll cover us probably 2 or 3 months, mm-hmm. so... Yep.
All right, so do you want to do the top 10 list now? And then we'll get into music?
Okay.
All right, yeah. So yeah, let's all do the top 10 list. So... Our top 10 list this week comes from Usagi's Palace, We'll put a link for that in on Mooney's forum. But this top 10 list is, you know you watch too much Sailor Moon when? Number 10, you are listening to a Sailor Moon soundtrack right now. Number 9, you cut your hair short and dye it blue in hopes that it will make you smarter. Number 8, you do Sailor Scout poses to warm up for your aerobic classes. Number 7, you start to find Melvin attractive. Number 6, the Sailor Moon voice actors have restraining orders against you. Number 5, you check the car and motorcycle racing results in sports pages to see how Haruka did. Number 4, when you start your very own Sailor Scout group and try to fight strange people who look evil on the streets. Number 3, during a thunderstorm you try to calm yourself down by saying Jupiter Thunder Crash. Number 2, you try to shut people up by blessing a post-it and sticking it to their head. And finally, number 1. You have to spin around the house naked before you can put your clothes on. Okay, so that was the top 10 list for this week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to start doing that every episode from now on. That was basically a preview for what we're going to do. But.
And then, of course, we'll have Silly Sounds with Stacey, but you don't get a preview of that.
No, that is best to be left alone. We will, that is definitely something to be a surprise for you guys. Yeah. But you guys will love it. I loved it.
Trust me. I won't, but...
You won't because, yeah, you're basically asleep when you're recording it.
Yeah, I know. Anyways. Yeah, I'll come down... I'll do it at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. I'll come down and I'll just be like...
No. Not now.
Okay.
Not doing it now.
I won't do it.
No preview at all.
No preview. Okay. All right, now on to music.
Yes. Okay. Definitely music now.
This week we're going to do...
The German theme song. The German Sailor Moon theme song.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so. And here we go. Sag das Zauberwort und du hast die Macht. Halt den Mondstein fest und spür die Kraft. Du kannst es tun. Oh, Sailor Moon. Kämpfe für den Sieg über Dunkelheit. Folge deinem Traum von Gerechtigkeit. Du kannst es tun. Episode.
Well, okay, it's not completely over, so I don't need to start crying yet. Well, you know, I mean, the whole Mooney cast thing is not over.
Right. It's just the end of our little first part, which makes us very proud that we made it this far, and we have people listening to us. That's really nice to know, too.
We're very proud. It's like we're parents. We're mothering our children. We're mothering all those Sailor Moon fans out there.
Yes.
Maybe that's only my analogy, but, you know,
yeah.
I'm crazy that way. That's true.
But just so you know, there still will be some other stuff that'll be released before the 6th episode. So, you know.
When you go to download this, so you'll probably would have already seen it before you were listening to this part. But, you know, there'll be our 2 interviews there.
Yes.
And our
blooper reel. I suggest you listen to the one with MJ. Mine isn't very good. We kind of ran out of stuff to do.
Yeah, mine was first.
So.
Yeah, it's hers MJ's interview, not Stacey's you want to listen to. But you know, you can listen to both if you want.
Yeah.
But listen to the blooper reel, too.
Yes.
The blooper reel is very random. And
because
a lot of
we
fun.
Are random. But
I squashed a bug.
yeah, exactly.
I squashed a bug.
So, anyways, so listen. Keep listening. All right. Anyways, so that's the end of our show, and you have a lot to look forward to, so keep listening.
And bring and send us those shout outs
right.
at Mooney's Forum admin. Uniform admin at AIM.com.
You know where the link is to our site to find the
most definitely
email address and everything. So we'll see you next time.
So, yeah. So,
I'm Stacy.
And I'm MJ.com.
What?
It sounds okay. I'm crazy.
And we're out. Bye-bye.